Good evening, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. What a gorgeous day. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in. With or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be this month, July 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Scaller Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact your club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations that would like to check in? Hearing none, are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
Please copy.
No, I think that's you. It's not making it, but try it again.
N5ALW Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Bill and Warndale, over. N5ALW 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Bill and Warndale, over.
Roger, copy that, Bill. KA3TFB from N5 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. Good. Good copy on it now. I think it probably would have been a little bit of interference on the first go-around, but it is coming through fine. How's things down your way, Bill?
Roger. Listen, there is a syncing issue where I'm out of time here. When I let the transmit, I'm still transmitting. I have to redo it. KA3TFB continuing here. We dropped out on a repeater. Anyhow, the best of the evening to everybody there. We had a nice day here. The youngest daughter came out, and we did go to lunch. I just got done. Putting the garden tractor away and putting the windows up. And KA3TFB continuing. And we're in here watching the game. So the best of the evening to everybody. Sorry for the technical issues. Back to net control, and we'll be listening. KA3TFB, back to net control. Over.
Roger, Bill. Not a problem. KA3TFB received, and glad you checked in with us. Glad you had a great day, and yeah, I'll tell you what, we need a few more of these, probably another 6 or 8 of them before we have anything in the precipitation line, but it's only my take on the weather anyway. Bill, have a great evening. 7-3, and take care. Have a good day tomorrow. Okay, are there any other Echolink stations would like to check in? This is N5AOW. Net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, not hearing any further check-ins from Echo Link. This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
And to PFM with the continuing saga of the white van.
KD2AIT. I thought I heard Kevin James jump in there on Echo Link earlier tonight, but maybe he's not getting through.
Okay, we've got two more, KD2AIT. Jeff, I didn't hear him. I didn't have the rig on until just a few minutes before the net. And we've also got George, N2PFM. George, what's going on with that van?
Well, it goes this way. Got into Loudville today, made a left turn onto the main drag there by Stewart. There's only a boom, bang, slam, crash, like metal parts hitting the ground and everything. Oh my God. First I thought it was a wheel bearing. So I came to a stop, but it was still doing it. So I went about an inch this motor to the nearest repair shop, which of course was closed. And somebody said, well, I'm going to say the motor stays running, so I don't get what's going on. So I started home, and when I got just outside of Loudville, all the noise stopped. The motor kept running. I got home. Everything was fine. I shut off. I started it about 4 hours later. It started right up, no noise. So I don't know whether some mechanic carelessly left something there that dislodged and got messed up in the serpentine belt or what, but oh boy, oh man, let's put it that way. So with that, and oh yeah, temperature, oh boy, just a minute, I'll get the temperature thing. Okay, 52 to 82, and it's 66 right now. It's an absolutely gorgeous day. That will say God bless, 73 Zen 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George. I was going to pop in there and say, hey, we're on a schedule here. Let's get with the program, but just kidding. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, it could have been something very simple, and considering it's still running, it got you home, well, it's an issue maybe for more concern later on. At least he didn't have to leave it somewhere. Okay, George, have a good evening and take care. KD2AIT, Jeff, how you doing?
Hi, good evening, Bob. It's KD2AIT. I tell you, George, that sounds like a classic case of a, a sticky cannibular pin. That's what it sounds like. I mean, I'm just me. Anyway, good evening, everyone. And Bob, I know you know what today is. It's opening day of bass season, so we have to get in touch with you here over the next week because I got a vacation coming up here for starting Friday. So the wife is going down to visit her parents in Arkansas, and I'm going to be free for an entire week. So I think I might stop up your way and take you up on that offer on the boat trip to Bassland. Looking forward to that. But today, we're up here at camp, and I woke up for some strange reason at 5 o'clock in the morning, wide awake. And the first thing I did was get dressed and go right down to the river and caught myself 5 trout, and it was nice. And came back here. By the time I got back here, we had them for lunch. it was... Boy, that was a lunch that couldn't be beat, I tell you what. It's not like catching natives, and they don't stock them up this far up on the river. And I caught natives all morning, and I let go a lot of them. A lot of them were only about the size maybe of your thumb. And I let those go, and then every once in a while I catch one that was about 8 or 9 inches, and I keep one of them. And they were just, you couldn't cast without them biting this morning. It was perfect. And then we see one of the DEC rope bridges was laying down in the water. Obviously, the tree that they had it tied up to it fallen in. And it left the rope bridge about 1 foot above the water, so I didn't want anybody kayaking down there and getting their head clipped on it. So I drove up to North Lake and found one of the rangers and let him know because there wasn't really anything I could do with it way down there. And so hopefully they get that fixed because I don't want anybody to get hurt down there. And we had a big fire tonight, and we did some weed whacking because the pricker bushes up here are like you haven't seen in years. After that big rain we got last week, boy, they shot right up. And I clipped down a bunch of them. And we also got the wood splitter in here. We did a bunch of other little projects. So it's been a busy day, but a good day. You couldn't ask much better weather than this. I got to tell you, I agree with all of you. And we ended the evening with a nice hot bath in the cast iron bathtub. And couldn't beat that either. So KD2AIT, back to that control.
Okay, Jeff. Well, it sounds like you had a phenomenal day. And, well, I'll tell you what, the fishing part with the trout, you're right. I didn't catch them years ago. And I was with a buddy of mine. Seemed like he was, maybe that was it. They were all going to his lure or his worms or whatever he was using. But anyway, that, like you were saying, you know, you catch them fresh and cook them. My God, there's nothing better. I don't care what restaurant you go to. You're never going to get it any better than that. And especially, you know, you pan fry them in a fire or however you do them. It's just fresh, you know, and there's just something to be said for that that can't be duplicated in any other fashion. Well, I'll tell you what, the other thing, too, the offer with the boat, it's there. You come up and enjoy it. You and the guys, you know, do whatever. Got a pair of oars, I'll put the electric trolling motor on it and the battery and go to town, have a ball. And I guess they've been hitting pretty good. I hadn't been fishing yet this year. I've had to dock on much going on that just didn't get down there. This is N5AOW.
KC2WY. KC2QQR.
Okay, we've got Chuck, KC2QQR, and KC2WY. Pete, you sound like you're mobile. In any event, you're next in line. Go for it.
No, but I don't know if it's the antenna, the radio, the microphone, but this radio tied up in the front here apparently is something's not, I'm not getting enough audio or something. I assume it's the microphone or the radio. Oh, so I gotta talk real loud. Well, I was gonna go up to Lake Pleasant this afternoon, but this morning I went over to the Moose River and went swimming and walked around in the woods and stuff like that, and it was pretty nice. I went in from the north side, we'll call it, because there's a closed bridge, so I kind of went through Birmingham. So on the way back, I decided to go up and see if KC2QSQ was at his camp. I know he was there, but you know. I stopped and visited him, and so he showed up just about as I left him a note and was going to leave. And we got talking, and then his brother showed up, and next thing I knew it was almost 8 o'clock, 7:30, something like that, I don't know. And so I'm still here, and I think I will stay here because I think I'll just call it a night. It's the high was 84 here, I think. It was very pleasant along the river. Nice breeze. Even in the sun, it wasn't terribly hot. But I'll tell you, towards the afternoon, the rocks that were out in the sun all day, you know, that weren't right at the water line or something, that's a hot. You could hardly stand on them, and you certainly couldn't lay down on them. But the air temperature was not bad, and it was pleasant in the sun. And it was nice and cool up at Sam's camp, and it's actually pretty nice here. You know, good sleeping temperature and all that, so I'll probably just not, you know, I wouldn't be out of here for another half an hour, and then that's pretty late after being out all day. I think I could probably go to sleep pretty quickly here. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, it sounds like you had a busy day and an enjoyable day with a with the weather and all, and he's gotten the water a bit. I think with the audio, it probably, what it sounds like here on this end, I could hear you. Everything was fine, but I think it's a bit on the muffled side, and it sounds more like a mic problem, but who knows? Could be in the rig itself, but I think I'd lean more towards the mic. Anyway, glad you had a good day, I'll tell you what. I enjoyed it from morning till, well, I'm still enjoying it right now, so terrific day. It was mid-80s here also. All right, Pete, have a good evening, and great day tomorrow, and we'll see what Chuck has got for us, KC2QQR.
KC2QQR. Good evening, Bill, and everybody else here on the net. Yeah, I had a good day today. I went out this morning, mowed my lawn before it got too hot out there. And, yeah, I got that all done. Did some other cleaning up, and I did some painting. It was a nice day to sit around. I was actually in the shade for a little bit painting, but it was definitely a beautiful day for that. Had the music going, and sitting there, painting, so... I had this bunch of stuff I had to paint and whatnot, so got that all done. It's gonna be got a couple other projects planned for tomorrow, but one thing at a time, that's for sure. But I think we got up to around 80. I think it was 83 out here today over in Vernon, and right now decided to get the chores done around the house. Maybe I'll go out tomorrow, who knows, see what happens. Tomorrow's going to be another nice day, so I'm just trying to get things done, that's all. With that, I'll say 7-3 to everyone tonight, and hope everyone has a great evening and a good day tomorrow. So with that, over to Net Control, KC2QQR.
Okay, Chuck. Well, I'm glad you had a great day, and I was down in the garage today. I had a couple of things, and I got weed eating and, of course, mowed lawn and numerous other little things, and boy, I'll tell you what, I looked at my motorcycle and I thought, dang it, I gotta fire this thing up and get out and get on it again, take a ride, but just never got to it, and I'm gonna regret that when I see down the road, you know, I hadn't really taken advantage of some of the good days, but tomorrow might be the day. I gotta get out, always enjoyed it, it's kind of a peaceful business, you know, you get out and you just ride, and kind of cares seem to fade away in the distance, and I like the backcountry roads, and works out good. All right, Chuck, have a good evening, 7-3, have a great day tomorrow. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for any other check-ins.
N2KKL, good evening.
Good evening, Pauline, N2KKL. How are things down your way?
Everything's fine, it's beautiful, and it's still warm. we're about 74 degrees yet. And we had a beautiful day today. And I hope you all enjoyed it too. And I want to say happy Father's Day to all you guys. And TKKL back to net.
Okay, Pauline. Yeah, that's a great offering right there. Forgot about the Father's Day thing. tend to slip by sometimes, but yeah, it was a fabulous day. It's about the only way I could put it. And for me, any day is a great day, you know, but you get days like this, I'll tell you what, they're memorable. You know, and unfortunately, I took advantage of it in more ways of getting things accomplished than I did. I did enjoy it, but didn't get out with the usual things that, you know, maybe get on the lake, and which I hadn't done, and get on the motorcycle, which I hadn't done, but I'll tell you what, it still was a great day. You take care, Pauline. Always glad to hear you, and thank you for checking in. This is N5AOW. Any additional check-ins are welcome.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through Echolink from Oneonta. Good evening.
Good evening, Kevin. Always glad to have you check in. I'll bet you had a warm day down your way today anyway.
Oh, yeah, definitely. KD2FPM here in Oneonta. Got 69 degrees, just a few clouds overhead. We were in the low 80s today, which I have no complaints with that whatsoever. So, but be prepared. The first day of summer will be here Monday. I know Father's Day is tomorrow. Monday, 6:34 p.m. is the highlight of the year. It's the longest day, longest point, whatever I guess we can call it that. And I know the heat and humidity are supposed to be ramping up there, so keep an eye to the sky. I guess there's supposed to be a chance of some thunderstorms. So it'll be typical summer weather for our beginning of summer. So with that, I will say 7-3, and I'll hand it back to Net Control. It's KD2FPM.
Okay, Kevin. Yeah, you're right. It is the first day of summer, and right on both accounts, you know, the longest day of the year. Doggone it. I wish the longest day of the year was probably the end of June. That would give us a few more days stretched out through September that would make it quite feasible where we have more light. But, hey, we got to take it the way we can, and I think, with it being a leap year, I believe it was this year, that I know normally it's the 21st, but that's okay. One day doesn't matter. We'll take the longest day sometime shortly or whenever it gets here and be pleased with that. All right. You have a great evening. And, yeah, it was mid-80s here, too. I didn't look at it for total accuracy, but I know at one point I saw 85, almost 86 degrees. So I guess it was, you know, right up there. And I'll tell you what, I'll take as many of those as they want to hand us and be glad for them. All right, I'll make last call. This is N5AOW, looking for check-ins.
Yeah, KD2FM with a quick comment in addition.
Now pick it up, Kevin.
Yeah, I was going to mention KD2FM back in here. I saw Jeff's photos today of his lunch that he caught fresh. That was really neat. As a matter of fact, I finally decided to get my fishing license. So, Jeff, it's your fault that I got my fishing license back. And I picked up some lures. And, of course, I had to go get the glow-in-the-dark ones because I like to fish in the evening. So what I do is I shine the flashlight on them. They get glowing pretty good, and then you cast out, and you catch some pretty cool stuff. So, all right, with that, I'll say 7-3 back to Net Control. It's KD2FPM.
KD2AIT, you're coming.
Go ahead, Jeff. I figured you'd be back in there.
Roger that. Well, I'm glad you saw that. I couldn't help but resist when I got up there on the bank, and I had five on the stringer there. I couldn't help but take a picture of that and brag a little bit because, well, it took me about 4 hours to catch all that. So I got to tell you, though, you know, catching up with what Pete said. When I got back in, it was so warm, and I was getting ready to climb up the bank to the camp, and I turned around and looked at that river, and I was sweat was pouring down me like you wouldn't believe, and I just I threw the hat off, I threw the clothes off, and I dived right in that river just the way the good Lord made me, and cooled myself right off and got right back out and head up to camp. You know, got dressed again, excuse me, and headed back up to camp, and it was a great day for that, and it figures this would be one of the longest days of the year because it was just one of those days. It was just perfect. It's the classic summertime day. Even though it's not officially summer, but it feels like it, and it was one of those perfect times, and there's no buds. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's because we had such a dry spring, but there's really a few horse flies and deer flies here and there, but for this time of year, you're usually getting assaulted left and right by bugs, but up here, it was few and far between, so it's been very, very perfect, actually, for camp. Anyway, KD2AIT, back to my control.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah, I know that feeling when you get warm enough you want to get back in the water. It's something I would have done, although I get chilled pretty quick anymore, but it certainly is refreshing. Kevin, if you want to respond to that, jump right back in again.
Yeah, I'm actually chuckling here because I know when Jeff said he took a picture of the fish, probably we're all going to chuckle and say, probably we're glad in a sense he didn't take a picture of the other. So, granted, yeah, I probably would have done the same thing too, except I'm not very photogenic that way. So, but yeah, we'll have to see what happens with the fishing aspect here. I've got my pole, my tackle box, and like I say, I got these new glow-in-the-dark lures. I'm going to give them a stab and see what they do. So got to get my boat ready too. It's sitting up in Utica at this point, so that'll be the next thing. Maybe by 4th of July I'll have that on the water. So, all right, 73 KD2 FBM, back to net.
All right, Kevin. Well, if you got a trailer for it, hey, bring it up here. Maybe you and Jeff can get together. You can either use mine or you can bring yours up. Fish at the same time, feel free to come up and see what you can do with some of the bass that's in the lake here. There's some pretty good sized ones. Yeah, with that, I'll tell you what, I love fishing, but I've gotten to the point, my grip and I guess my, what would you call it, response or reaction is quick enough, but the grip isn't there anymore. And I've hooked myself so many times when the fish kind of flip around that I said, you know, it really isn't worth it for me, but I certainly miss it and I enjoyed it. But yeah, it's a time for doing it and getting out there. Okay, Kevin, have a great evening. Jeff also. Are there any comments? Quarries or late check-ins at this time. Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the repeater and the frequency to regular amateur use. Want to thank Kevin, Chuck, Pete, Jeff, George, and Bill down in Pennsylvania for checking in this evening. 7-3 to all. Everyone have a great evening. And 5-AOW clear.
This is Casey.
QQR for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, which is currently being held on the 145.170 repeater. Stations with or without traffic, please come now. This is Octane, looking for any stations with or without traffic. This is Octane. This is KC2QQR for Octane. And any other stations that like to check in tonight with or without traffic? Alright, final call for Octane. Any stations? Oh, nothing heard. 73 Saul, who's listening, have a wonderful evening. Good day tomorrow. KC2QQR, going back to that frequency.